Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
In Proverbs 13 and verse 3, we read, "Those who speak rashly will come to ruin." Harsh words can chop off a person's ability to hear what you're saying. When Jesus was betrayed by Judas, he didn't retaliate, even though he could have called 12 legions of angels to his defense. Then the mob came, laid hands on him, and they arrested him. At that point, Peter drew his sword and he chopped off the high priest's servant's ear. He was probably thinking, "We don't have to take this." But Jesus said to Peter, "That's not how we handle things." And then, as we read in Luke 22, he touched the man's ear and healed him. Peter had a tendency to talk when he should have been listening, and he got into things that he had no business getting into. He needed to learn how to wait on God and exercise humility and discernment. God had great plans for him, but if he wanted to fulfill them, he couldn't do it by chopping off people's ears when they upset him. There is a lesson here. You can't fly off the handle whenever you feel like it. You must become sensitive to God's Spirit. If he tells you, say nothing, then you must stand there quietly, even if it means letting someone think they're right when you know they're not. You must learn that God doesn't owe you an explanation. You can hinder your spiritual growth or God's blessing in your life when you don't control what you say. Perhaps you think that compared to adultery or stealing, this is no big deal. Well, think again. Proverbs 13 and verse 3 says, "Those who guard their lips preserve their lives, but those who speak rashly will come to ruin." So don't chop off people's ability to hear. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.